Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, now that we've had a couple of days to digest the results of Tuesday's midterm elections, a lot of folks out here in farm and ranch country are asking what the future of the new farm bill is. Well, this week I talked with Spencer Chase, the managing editor of AgriPulse out of Washington, D.C., to help answer that very question.
We know for sure that we're going to have a Democratic House and a Republican Senate in 2019. So with that in mind, the impetus to pass a farm bill in the 2018 year really becomes important for House Republicans if they're looking to achieve any of the policy gains that they feel they've included in their farm bill. Now, what's going to have to happen on that if they're going to be able to pass something is Republicans might have to end up moderating a little bit on some of their language that they had in their farm bill, on specifically on the nutrition program and the work requirements that they were looking to strengthen on SNAP. And so if they're able to do that, that might really grease the wheels on passage of a farm bill here yet this year.
Meanwhile, Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson, who will likely retake the chairmanship of the House Agriculture Committee, said this week that his top priority in the upcoming lame duck session of Congress is getting a farm bill passed this year. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.